Patricia Michaels grew up on Taos Pueblo, and being the youngest of several children naturally meant she was stuck with tattered hand-me-downs. But the designer says even at a young age, repairing the used garments didn't bother her.
I saw my grandmother sew, and I sewed on her pedal machine.
Michaels also watched her grandfather tan and work with leather in the home.
Being raised around a family that was traditional and learning all the different techniques has been rewarding.
At 18, Michaels says she was considering whether or not she wanted to pursue garment making and design in college, so she took a job hand sewing for the Santa Fe Opera as the lowest of the seamstresses.
Our hours were long, it was hot, and there was a moment definitely when my supervisor found me asleep and I was hand stitching three layers of a 9-yard skirt, and she found me, you know, sleeping and still sewing, and my stitches were okay. That to me, I was like, you know, I love doing this. I'm just natural at it. I just loved it.
She says there comes a moment in her process when the rhythm is created between the work she's doing with her hands and her breath. And all of a sudden, the creation starts to dance with a life of its own.
My garments are very alive, and everything I make has a prayer inside of it.
After the opera experience, Michael studied at several schools and even apprenticed in Italy for some time. Fast forward a few decades, Michael's found herself back in the States, trying to peddle her wares at native craft fairs, often feeling as though her designs were misunderstood.
I'm not entering the category of traditional garment making. I'm entering the category of clothing by a native designer. So I could be umemen na aywainawak aymaiwa umepuhu, which means I'm the native in this, so don't tell me it's not native enough.
Last spring, Michaels was scraping by and had just been issued an eviction notice by her landlord. She stopped by the public library to check her email, and there in her inbox was an invitation to audition for Project Runway from the show's casting agent. Even though Michaels had never seen the show, she watched a few episodes and decided to give it a shot, telling herself,
this is your chance to have that audience, the industry, to be a part of. So don't give up.
Michaels told me one of the most challenging aspects of the application process is that she is a severe dyslexic.
For the Project Runway application, it's like 40 essay questions, and it was crazy. I just was like, I hope they understood what I just said. You know, I really hope that I made sense in this application.
It took her almost a month to complete the application, and she did it using the 2 free half hours on the internet that the library provides every day.
And every time that I committed to it, like, okay, don't get frustrated because the computer shuts off in a half an hour and you're in the middle of a thought and then you lose everything. I said, don't get frustrated, just believe in yourself.
Before long, the call came to audition in person, and Michaels was skeptical of how she would be seen.
I thought, do they want me to be this certain type of native designer, and will the industry understand where I'm coming from? I really had no idea how I was going to be perceived.
Armed with a rack of her latest designs, Michaels walked into a room full of Project Runway judges and rather nervously unveiled her fashions. Within moments, the first judge jumped in, saying,
you had my vote the minute you walked in the door. I've never seen Native American design look like this. It is so forward-thinking. You're a yes. And I was like, oh my God, it was good.
And just like that, Michaels joined the cast of Project Runway's season 11. Overall, she says it's been a tremendously useful experience for her professional development.
I appreciate 100% what the judges critiqued me on, and I really utilized that time to better understand myself.
When asked what advice she has for Native youth that are populating her social media pages with messages of adoration and support, she wants them to know,
doesn't matter what your passion is about. If you have that passion, just follow it and don't second guess yourself. I mean, seriously, just embrace what you know how to do and do your best.
And Michaels believes her best is accentuating a woman's grace.
Fashion couture should be about the beauty of the strength of a woman. We're supposed to be tough. Well, you know what? We are tough. And I want to bring the beauty of the woman's soft side, because no matter how hard it is out there in the real world, we do tend to tame that harshness. And why fight that?
Now, with a national audience following her work, the designer says she's not holding back. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.